There's a store in the canon. The Buddha is on his arms around. He comes across a group of little boys beating a snake with a stick. And he asks them, do you like pain or do you not like pain? They say, oh, no, we don't like pain. He says, well, why are you inflicting it on others then? If you don't want pain, don't afflict others, don't harm others. It's an interesting way of thinking. Basically, if you really love yourself, you have to be kind to other people. Most of us think of self-love as being selfish and stingy. But the Buddha says if you genuinely love yourself, you think about the implications of what you do. The actions you do to others are going to come back at you. Do you want pain to come back at you? No. Okay, then be kind to others. This is different from the ways of the world. They say if you want your own happiness, then you're going to be easily harming other people. There was a teacher in Thailand one time who liked to emphasize the fact that the Buddha's teachings were not being selfish. Don't be self-centered, he said. In Thai, it was Yahin Ket Dua. But as John Swett liked to point out, if you really were self-centered, really did care about yourself, you would act in skillful ways. This is wise care for yourself. So it's not the case that you have to make sacrifices for others. It's not the case that it's either their well-being or your well-being. He's looking for ways in which your well-being spreads to be the well-being of others too. And their well-being comes back at you. He illustrates this with the image of two acrobats. One acrobat is on the shoulders of the other. And the one below says, okay, now you look out after me and I'll look out after you. And then we will come down safely from where we're standing on this bamboo pole. And the one on top says, no, that won't do. I look after myself, you look after yourself, and that way we protect each other. In other words, the one on top has to look after her balance, the one on the bottom has to look after his balance. And by maintaining your balance, you're making it easier for other people to maintain theirs. So think about it as you go through the day. If you really care for yourself, you'll care for other people too. There's so many people out in the world who don't understand this principle. They find it easy to kill and maim, steal, destroy, thinking they can get away with it. They accuse us of living in an unreal world. They're the ones who are living in the unreal world. They don't see the long-term consequences of their actions. But that's what the Buddha teaches us to do, is think about the long-term. When you do something, when you say something, when you think about something, ask yourself, what are the long-term consequences of this going to be? If you want good long-term consequences, you act in line with the precepts, you act in line with the teachings of being generous, being virtuous, extending thoughts of goodwill to all beings. That way you protect them and you protect yourself at the same time. That's the opposite principle works. If you look after other people, take care of them, you develop good qualities in your mind. Qualities like goodwill, kindness, patience, equanimity, because it's not going to be the case that everybody's going to be easy to deal with. You make up your mind you're going to have good intentions for others. It doesn't mean they're going to have good intentions for you right away. So you have to be patient. But you realize that patience is for your long-term welfare and happiness, the happiness that doesn't disappoint you, that doesn't leave you. That way you protect yourself as you protect others, and you protect others as you protect yourself.